Parsha begins with a very strange verb, bo el paro. Bo usually means come. Why doesn't it say lech el paro? Usually appoint the shliach to go somewhere where you're not going. You don't need a shliach if you're going to be there in person. So the Baruch Shalom says, bo el paro means that he's going to be there by paro. You should come to me to parse. What does he need my shabbeinah for? So that's whenever the Baruch Shalom asks the Jewish people, ask anyone to do a mission, what does he need him for? He can do the mission himself. The answer is, he wants to give us his chus, he doesn't need us. He wants to give us his chus, that we should be his shliach, to do the work for him. The Gemara has an expression, shlucha shaladim kemoisa. So when we become the shliach of the Ribbono Shel Olam, we become in a certain sense elevated. We become like the Ribbono Shel Olam. We become shutfim with the Ribbono Shel Olam in the activity. Because he really doesn't need us. He asks us to come to be a shutif with him to take care of whatever he needs to be taken care of. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, Ani hichbarti es libo. Why? Laman shisi esai said bikir bo. I want to make all his nisim. Why? Laman tisapa b'yazne bincha ben pincha. The Ribbono Shel Olam made all the nisim in order that we should have what to tell our children. What significance? Yidatem k'ani Hashem. The purpose of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is to teach all the children the Yud Gimel Ikari HaAmuna. So that's why the this Hasidic Rebbe, the Bnei Yisoschar, wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs that's called Derech Pikudechos. He quotes from the Maharam Chagiz. And these mitzvahs, Maharam Chagiz lived in the 1700s. He wrote the Halachas Ketanas. So he thinks that on Pesach night, the correct way to fulfill Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is to recite the Haggadah and to point out each step of the way where the Yud Gimel Ikari HaMuna were demonstrated. We believe in the existence of God. We believe there's only one God. We believe God doesn't have any body and so on. God knows everything that's happening. And there is Nevuah, and the Moshe Rabbeinu is the highest level of Nevuah. All of these Ikari HaMuna were demonstrated. Vidatim Kani Hashem, and the purpose of all the Nisim was Leman Revos Mavsav Yeretz Mitzrayim, and the purpose of that was Mat Tzapa Biyazne Bintay to tell all the Sipitzis Mitzrayim that the Nisim and the flaws demonstrated all the Ikari HaMuna. We have Rashi in the opening comment on Chumash quotes Rabbi Yitzchak as saying the Torah should really begin from Achodesh Hazalachem, that's the beginning of chapter Yud Beis, the middle of Parshas Bo. That's the first mitzvah that was given to the Jewish people as a nation. The mitzvah of Mila was given to Avraham Avinu. There was no, he was the whole nation. The mitzvah of Gid Anasha was given to Yankov Avinu. Purva was given before to Adam and to Noach. Then after Matan Torah was changed, it only applies to the Jewish people. The first mitzvah was given to the Jewish people as a nation was Achodesh Hazalachem. What is that all about? HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. So first of all, that Chodesh Nisan is established as the Chodesh HaRishon. Before the days of Ezra, Ezra came back in the beginning of the Baisheni period. So that's when they introduced Shmos Chodoshim, Nisan, Ishir, Tishrei, so on. Until the days of Ezra, the months didn't have names, they had numbers. Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni. And this was in order to incorporate the Zikorin to the Geula of Mitzrayim into the Luach. And then when they came back in Golus Babel, the Ramban on this Pasuk, on his commentary on Chumash, quotes from the Yerushalmi, Shmos Chadoshim Helo Imohem Mibavel. The names of the months were taken from Babel. In fact, there's a shoemaker over here on St. Nick, a non-Jewish shoemaker, has a calendar hanging up, a Goyish calendar. And some of the names of the months are the same as ours. Three or four, I think, the same. Tammuz is the same. Some of the names of the months are the same as ours. What was the significance of Shmos Chodoshim Helo Yomayim Mibavel? So the anti-religious historians say that the Yerushalmi is trying to say that the Jews always were assimilating. They're always picking up nice ideas from the Goyim and introducing them into our religion. So we picked up the names of the months from the Goyim. And the Ramban understands Yerushalmi is saying something different. That just like there was a mitzvah to incorporate the Geula from Mitzrayim into the Luach, so too there was a mitzvah in our Torah to incorporate the Geula from Golus Bavel into the Luach. wasn't a sign of assimilation. It was in order to incorporate the Gula, to demonstrate that all of Jewish history is guided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The opening Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah has the din, and the days of the Tanaim, it's a recent thing that we write, how many years it is since Bryas HaOlam. Days of the Tanaim, they never did that. That started just a few centuries ago. That's why it's questionable whether our calculation is correct, whether is it really 5,779, maybe it's more. The Baal HaMoor thinks that the Goyishe history books are correct, that there's 165 years missing, and the Ravid argues with the Baal HaMoor. It's a question historically. Someone, Art School put out a book recently, someone told me, that someone proved some Goyishe documents that the extra 165 years was a fake. That was all the forgery that the Goyim put in. So the whole thing is a fake. Whatever it is. So it's a question whether the Tavshin Ayin Tes, whether that calculation is correct or not. So how come we use it? So it could be that the Shtar is off by 165 years. The answer is we write the Min Yishan Amonim Kan. That's the Min Yishan Amonim Kan. That's the common count is like that. So this only started a couple of centuries ago. In the days of the Tanoim, they would write how many years it is since Melech Ploni was appointed, how many years it is since Hakamas HaMedina, whatever Medina you live in. So the Mishnah says, if it's a Jewish king ruling over Eretz Yisrael, so the years begin from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. It means if he was appointed a king a week before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, then it comes Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So you write, Shana Shniyah LeMelech Ploni. And if he's a Goyishe king over Eretz Yisrael, or any king over any, even a Jewish king, the Queen of England claims to be a descendant from David HaMelech, but she's not the queen over Eretz Yisrael. When you have a Jewish king over anywhere but Eretz Yisrael, so then it's Goyishe history. So then the Rosh Hashanah changes, the Rosh Hashanah to the Melech changes when it's Echad B'Tishrei. It means if the king was appointed, or he yarshin the kingdom from his father a week or a month before Rosh Hashanah, so when it comes Rosh Hashanah, Echad B'Tishrei, he writes Shana Shnei LeMelech Ploni. So one could have assumed, I would have assumed that that was the convention, that was the practice that they did. They started Jewish history from Shchodesh Nisan, Goyishe history from Shchodesh Tishrei. So the Rad on the Rif, on the opening Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah says not so. He says that's included, that's incorporated in the mitzvah of HaChodesh HaLachem Rosh Chodoshim. The Jewish history has to begin from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What's the significance of this din? That you have to have a distinction between Jewish history and Goyishe history. So the Ramban in his commentary on Chumash quotes a big discussion that the Gemara has not just one line. It's a whole block Gemara. Whole discussion at the end of Masechus Shabbos. Ein mazel Yisrael. It does mean the Jewish people are always unlucky. What it means is that all of world history is tachas shlita sakachovim b'hamazolus. If you know astrology well, if you know how to look into the stars, you can predict. You can predict the future of all of history, but not for the Jewish people. Jewish history is l'mayla menateva. So the Nitziv, in his commentary al Torah, this week's Sedra, points out that that's what this is all about. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and Sheishes made Bereishis, so he instituted natural rules, the laws of physics and chemistry and biology, he instituted the laws of history. So if you understand what's happening, and you know what the rules of history are, you can predict the future. But this is only in Goyishe history. In Jewish history, is l'mayla min ha-teva. So when the Jewish people do mitzvahs, so they have, they can maintain Eretz Yisrael. When they violate Shemitah, they lose Eretz Yisrael. When they do mitzvahs, it rains. L'sati g'shmecha mi'itam. And if they do have air, it's not going to rain. It's all l'mayla min ha-teva. So that's what the Nitziv explains, that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Echad B'Tishrei, that's when all of, that's the end of the Sheishes Mei Breishes. Adam Arishon was created on Rosh Chodesh, that was the Yom HaShishi, that was the sixth day of the Bria, that was the Friday of Sheishes Mei Breishes. By us, in our calendar, Rosh Hashanah never falls out on a Friday. But the original Rosh Hashanah was on a Friday. Adam Arishon was created by Yom HaShishi. So all of world history begins with Echad B'Tishrei. So that's why Rosh Hashanah L'malchim Yimassarlam is Echad B'Tishrei. Because when you're recording non-Jewish history, it's all part of Teva. Mashenken Jewish history is Lamaila Manateva, so Chodesh Nisan is the Chodesh of Nisim and the Chodesh HaGeula. So that's why when you have a Jewish government ruling over Eretz Yisrael, so we count the next year, you don't wait till the year, then you count another year after HaKam Samdina. It's supposed to change the count of the year when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Chapsan Afkamina, let's say people like to send out bar mitzvah invitations or wedding invitations or some function like that. And a lot of people like to write how many years it is since HaKam Samdina. So if it's after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, before Hei Iyar, they should really write another year. The Ran on the Rif says that this is part of the mitzvah deraisa, that the years should be counted starting from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. HaChodesh Alachem, the simple Pshuta Shal Mikra is that the month of Nisan is Chodesh number one, and the month should have numbers, it shouldn't have names. But the Gemara says, HaChodesh Hazeh has the connotation of something that can marid be'etzba, something that you can point at. So it says the word Hazeh, the Gemara Menachah says Hazeh a few times. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, they were both together, he showed them the Levana, and he said, when you see the Levana at that size, right after the Moilad HaLevana, you should declare it as Rosh Chodesh. The mitzvah of Kviyas HaLuach was given to Bnei Yisrael at this time. Not only does it mean this month, the Pshuta Shal Mikra means this month is month number one, and the additional level of interpretation of the Torah Sheba'al Peh is given is that there's a mitzvah of Kviyas HaLuach. The Rambam's opinion is that included in the one mitzvah is Kiddush HaChodesh and Ani Baruch Hashanah. And the Ramban quotes from the Halachas Gedolos that he thinks that these are two distinct mitzvahs. Thank you. These are two different mitzvahs. One mitzvah is Kviyas HaChodesh, Kiddush HaChodesh, and the other mitzvah is Ibra Hashanah. Doesn't make that much of a difference, slight difference, whether it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs, very slight difference. But this is a mitzvah Kviyas HaLuach. Then the Jewish people were given the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Pesach Mitzrayim was the regular din as usual. But there was the basic din, but there were a lot of Hayru HaShoahs. There are a lot of aspects that only applied in Pesach Mitzrayim. For example, Mosnechem Chagurim Na'alechem V'raglechem Akelchem V'yetchem V'chaltem Osa V'chipozim. That was a Hayru HaShoah. That doesn't apply to Dervis. Dervis, you don't have to have Mosnechem Chagurim. That there's no din of Al Yetzish M'Pesach Pesach Boker. That only applied Pesach Mitzrayim. Then where do you do the Zrikas Hadam? Normally you only bring a Korban Pesach if you have a Beis HaMikdash. There was no Beis HaMikdash over here, so the whole application, the fact that they were commanded to bring a Korban Pesach, the whole thing was a Hayru HaShoah. There was no Mizbeach, so where were they Zorek the Dam? So instead of doing one Zrike on the Mizbeach, Keneged HaYisoid, they had to do Al Shtei HaMizuzos V'Al HaMashkof. What about Haktoras Emurim? So there was no Haktoras Emurim. What did they do with the Emurim? What they do, the Emurim HaChelev, you're not allowed to eat it. But the Yisar of Chelev wasn't given yet. This is Kodem Matan Dor. So the Ovis, the Gemara tells us, and the Kiddushin, other places, the Gemara tells us, Kim Avam Avinu Kol HaTarukula Ad Shalai Nitno. We have a pasuk in Chumash Bereshit where it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ki Yedaitav, I love Avram Avinu. L'man et Seishava is Bonav, is Beis HaAlach, L'ach is B'derech Hashem. Avram Avinu fulfills all the mitzvahs as an Eina Mitzvah B'yos. He volunteers to observe all the mitzvahs. Many assume that not only Avram Avinu, even Yitzchak and Yaakov and the Shvatim also fine. Maybe they want to volunteer not to eat the chela, but over here that it makes sense to volunteer not to eat the chela. So they quote from Rav Elba Lo Soloveitchik. They were told, Lo Sisir Men Abayke. There's an Iser Shalola Hosir. Then there's a din if you left over, Anosim Men Abayke Beish Disuaf. You have to burn it. But there's a lav Lo Sisir Men. So this was Kodem Matan Torah. So there was as yet no provision of eating chelov. So Rabbi Elbala is quoted as saying he thinks they were probably obligated to eat the chelov. They're obligated to eat everything. What do you do if you have a clash between a midas chasidus and a real din? So you're going to observe your midas chasidus. It's in contradiction to a real din. You have to observe the real din. Here the real din is l'sasir men abrek. You have to eat everything, including the chelov. You want to volunteer a midas chasidus, kodem matan Torah, not to eat chelov, that's wonderful. At your own expense, but not at the expense of the Korban Pesach. So he thinks that they probably did eat all of the chelov. He thinks they're probably obligated to eat all of it. So there was a blend over here. Pesach Mitzrayim was a blend of Dinim L'Doris and a whole bunch of Hayru Hashoah. Detailed Dinim that were purely only Hayru Hashoah. The Gemara points out there are two distinct mitzvahs here. There's a mitzvah of Shechitas HaPesach, Akrabas HaPesach, then there's a mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach. One brings Pesach Sheni if he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Hakrabas Korban Pesach. What if he did fulfill Hakrabas Korban Pesach, and then it takes him a long time till he says the Haggadah? By the time he gets to Shulchan Aruch, he has a whole group. They already ate up the whole Korban Pesach. They didn't leave anything for him. Well, let's say he participates in the Korban Pesach, then he takes sick, and he can't eat any Korban Pesach. So he just doesn't fulfill the mitzvah of Achila. But he did fulfill, at the time of Shechitas HaPesach, he was healthy, he was tahor, he was able to eat. You can't become immune on the Korban Pesach if you're so sick that you're not up to eating a kazayis. Ish lefi ochlo tachosu. You can only become a shutif. Korban Pesach, ein anachal el lemenuya. You can only eat the Korban Pesach if you joined before they did Shechitas HaPesach. You were one of the menuyim. You were listed on the list of all the people going to eat from this Korban Pesach. So you can only become a memun on a Korban Pesach if you're tohar and you're healthy and you're up to it, you're able to eat the kazayis. But let's say at the time of Hakrovas HaPesach, he was healthy, he was tohar, and then he becomes tummy before he gets to eat it, or the others ate it up, or he gets sick or something like that, or they arrest him and they put him in jail. It was good to Meisim Tov, whatever. So he can't eat the Korban Pesach. So then the Mishnah says he doesn't bring Pesach Sheni because Achilas HaPesach is not Miyakev. When am I Achilas Pesach, not Miyakev? If you don't eat the Korban Pesach, you're not Yotze the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach. That's a separate mitzvah. It's not Miyakev in the mitzvah of Hakrova's Korban Pesach. If at the time of Hakrova he was Tohar, so he fulfilled the mitzvah of Hakrova's Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach was here in Pesach Mitzrayim. That's all they brought. Usually years later when they had a Beis HaMikdash, so you had to bring a Tomet Shel Shachar, Tomet Shel Ben Harbaim, and all the other Korbanos had to be brought in between the Tomet Shel Shachar and the Tomet Shel Ben Harbaim. You're not allowed to bring Korbanos before the Tomet Shel Shachar, you're not allowed to bring Korbanos after the Tomet Shel Ben Harbaim. The one exception to the rule is Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach was always brought after the Tomet Shel Ben Harbaim. And usually because in the later years, in the Beis Sheni, there were so many people participating in Korban Pesach, they had throngs of people that came from all over the world to participate in Korban Pesach. So they moved up Hakrovas Tomet Shel Ben Harbaim. They brought it much earlier than they would normally bring it, because you have to shech the Korban Pesach in the afternoon. You have to be makriv it after the Tomet Shel Ben Harbaim. And if it's Erev Shabbos, if Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos, and you can't broil the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, it's an Issa Bishul, so you have to broil it on Erev Pesach, so they even moved it up even earlier. They shechted the Tomet Shel Ben Harbaim at half an hour after Chatzos at 12:30. That took approximately an hour. Then at 1:30 till the Shkiah. Shkiah is around 6 o'clock that time of the year, springtime, Nissan. So they had a shech the Korban Pesach and three shifts. The Gemara points out, the Mishnah points out, they had to bring the Korban Pesach in three different shifts. The first shift left, second shift came in, and so on. And then they had a broiler. Everybody had a broiler Korban Pesach. You have to eat the Korban Pesach in conjunction with matzah and morah. There's a din, there are two dinim in matzah. There's one din, matzah is what the Gemara calls on daf tzadik himself, hechshera de pisa. You eat the matzah with the Korban Pesach in conjunction with the Korban Pesach to be mekayim the mitzvah of Korban Pesach bishlei musa. If you eat Korban Pesach and you have no matzah and morah, so the Korban Pesach, you're yotze the Korban Pesach, but shalom bishlei musa. The mitzvah bishlei musa is with matzah and morah. There's machlekes Hillel and the Chachamim, there are different opinions. One opinion, one version, there are different versions of what's going on here. So one version has it, you're only yotze this mitzvah of Hechshera de Pischa. The matzah and the morah only enhance the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach if you eat it mamish together, b'kricha achas, if you eat it all together. The other opinion is it's optional. If you want, you can eat it together. If you want, you can eat it b'zach hazeh. And the third opinion is that you're not allowed to eat it together. It's true, it's Hechshera de Pischa. The eating of the matzah mor enhances the mitzvah of eating the Korban Pesach, but if you're going to eat two mitzvahs together, all the mitzvahs are competing with each other, so the one mitzvah is mevatel the other. If you eat the Korban Pesach and you're eating something else at the same time, Hadvar Harshus, you're having applesauce together with the Korban Pesach, then that kills the mitzvah. Eating is something everybody eats. The Jews and non-Jews, animals eat, everybody has to eat in order to remain alive. So eating is only elevated to the level of a mitzvah if you only eat the Dovah Shel Mitzvah. If you eat the Dovah Shel Mitzvah together with the Dovah Shel Harshus, so then the Dvar Harshus is Mevatel LaMitzvah on the Dvar Mitzvah. It's considered eating. You just ate secular food. So that's one opinion, that mitzvah is Mevatel Zu Azu. Even though the matzah and the maror is a mitzvah and the Korban Pesach is a mitzvah, if you eat them together, you're not Yotze B'davke, you have to eat them separately. So there are three different opinions. There are only two Tanoim, but there are two versions of what the Tanoim said. So one opinion and one version is that you have to eat the Pesach, matzah, and maror all B'Pricha Achas. You have to chew everything and swallow everything together. The other opinion is it's optional. That's how the Rambam Paskin is optional. If you want, you can eat all three together. If you want, you can eat separately. And the third opinion is that you have to eat it separately. If you eat it together, then they kill each other. Just like if you eat a Dvar Hoshus together with Dvar Mitzvah. You're not Yotze the Mitzvah, so if you eat a Mitzvah with another Mitzvah, all the Mitzvahs are in competition with each other, and you're not Yotze the Mitzvah. So that's the Machlokes Hillel and the Chachamim. There is a machlokes Hatanoim, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. They both lived towards the end of the period of the Bayis Sheni. They lived through the Churban HaBayis and after. So they had a machlokes. It was probably a machlokes many generations before them. These machlokes came up, they were recurred. Had the same machlokes generation after generation. They had a tradition, you have to finish eating Korban Pesach by midnight, by Chatzos. So that's a big machlokes. Is that a dinder, right? So is that only a dinder rabbanim? It says, "V'achlas habasar balayla hazeh." That expression, balayla hazeh, does it have the connotation of avarta be'eretz mitzrayim balayla hazeh v'ikesi kol b'chor be'eretz mitzrayim? When Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nevuah is going to bring about makas b'choris. So makas b'choris occurred at the moment of chatzos. And the expression uses, "V'avarta be'eretz mitzrayim balayla hazeh." So should I assume that the phrase Balayla Hazeh V'achlus HaBasar, Balayla Hazeh has the connotation of Chatzos, not that you have to eat the Korban Pesach at the split second of Chatzos. That's how can you eat in 1 second? It takes a while to eat the Kazais. It means you have to eat by Chatzos. Or should I assume, no, V'achlus HaBasar Balayla Hazeh Min HaTorah can eat all night long, and it's only by the Rabbanik, that they introduced this Chumah that you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by midnight. What's the difference, halacha lemaisa, whether the din of midnight is daraisa derabbanan? So the Gemara says in the very end of Pesachim, towards the end of the Masechta, the difference would be, can you eat matzah after chatzos? If it's a din daraisa, the Korban Pesach has to be eaten by chatzos, we assume that there's probably a hekesh between the matzah and the maror and the Korban Pesach. It's all together in the same pasuk. So you have to finish eating matzah also by chatzos. But if Chatzos is only a chumer mid the Rabbana by Korban Pesach, the Laharchi Kesa'od Minhu Aveira, so it only applies to Korban Pesach, because if you'll allow people to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos up until Alos HaShachar, so someone's going to sing a lot of zmiras, tell a lot of stories, and play with his grandchildren, and each grandchild is going to have Gematrios and Rashi Tevis. It's going to take a long time. They may not get to eat the Korban Pesach till after Alos HaShachar. It's pitch black outside. Alos HaShachar is very dark outside. If you eat the Korban Pesach after Alos HaShachar, you're over on Issa Koris. If you eat Noisar, one who eats Noisar is Chayv Koris. So they moved it up till Chatzos Midirabban. But if a person eats the matzah after Alos HaShachar, he's not Chayv Koris. He ate before Shachris. You're not supposed to eat before Shacharis. Lubavitcher people always eat before Shacharis. They daven Shacharis at 11 o'clock in the morning, so they're starving. So you have to eat before Shacharis. It's not right. You're not supposed to eat before Shacharis, but the world doesn't come to an end. They said a bracha al achilas matzah. If you're going to eat the matzah by mistake after Alos HaShachar, so they said a bracha levatol al achilas matzah. So the Rabbein and Tam says that bracha levatol min haTorah is not an avera. You're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Tam's opinion, is a bracha levatol is only an issa derabban. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says if chatzos is a din deraisa, then it applies to matzah as well. So you have to finish eating matzah by chatzos. Many Rishonim are of the opinion that the matzah that you're supposed to be yotzei the mitzvah matzah with is dafikayim, not the first matzah that you eat at the beginning of the meal, but rather dafikayim. So you're supposed to finish eating dafikayim by midnight. A lot of people do not get to finish eating the dafikayim by midnight, so that's not really right, because Tosfos has a machlokes. How do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rav Lozer ben Azariah, who thinks that chatzos is a din daraisa? Therefore, it does carry over to matzah. Do we pass like Rabbi Akiva that chatzos is only midrabbanan, so it does not carry over to matzah? It's only lahach kesadim and aver by korban pesach, because he eat it in the morning. Eftalos al shachar is an isukaris, but that doesn't carry over to matzah. So in Shulchan Aruch, they recommend, first of all, they recommend you should finish eating the afikamen by chatzos. Then the Ramah recommends not only afikamen, he quotes the Ran on the Rif, that you should finish all the abukosis by chatzos, all the sudas alayla, all the mitzvahs alayla should finish by chatzos.
What's the status between Shema and these other things that you have the Simach and Hezad
and
Avira? Why is that? There's a lot of mitzvahs that we become to be over
the Zman. Shema is a big problem. There's a machlokes in the opening Mishnah Brachas. Did the Chachamim make a gzera derabbana, Kriya Shema? We say you have to recite Kriya Shema b'shach b'cha. So sometimes I'm of the opinion, the minority are of the opinion, when people are going to sleep. So people are not, normal people don't go to sleep 2 o'clock in the morning. This is not normal over here. Normal, years ago, we didn't have electric lights. So people woke up and went to sleep according to when the sun was shining and the sun was setting. So normal people, when these dinim were established, and normal people didn't go to sleep so late. So at that time, you have to finish saying Kriya Shema at some earlier time in the evening. We don't pass like that. We understand Bikumecha means when people are waking up. So there's a Sobzman Kriya Shema Menatur in the morning. But B'shach B'cha, we don't translate when people are going to sleep. B'shach B'cha means when people are sleeping. So Menatur can say Kriya Shema all night long, but you can't say Kriya Shema in the morning. You have to say Kriya Shema when people, at a time when people are sleeping, not in the daytime. So there's a Machlokes HaTanaim. Doesn't make sense to make a Gzera D'Rabbanon that you have to say Kriya Shema before Chatzos, because if you allow people to daven Ma'ariv and say Kriya Shema after Chatzos, next thing you know is that they'll miss it. They'll say Kriya Shema after Los Al Shachar. So what's the machlokes there? So it's really a problem. The Prima Gadim has a lot about this. He points out there is a Gemara Menachas where it says the authority of the Chachamim to make Zeres the Rabban is based on the pasuk in the concluding pasuk in Achrei Mos, the last pasuk in Parshas Achrei Mos, Ushmatem es Mishmati Levilti Asos Bechokos Atoyvos Oela. So the tradition has Ushmatem es Mishmati, Asay Mishmeres le Mishmati, Asay Siog la Torah. The opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Hey Mom, Mishlosh Advarim, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah had three policies. So one of the guiding policies was Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were the beginning of the Baisheni period. Baisheni, they made all the Gzeres de Rabbanon were made in Baisheni. We have very little, very few Gzeres in the Baisheni period. Buktze was the days of David HaMelech, but most of the Gzeres de Rabbanon were introduced in the Baisheni period. So how did they know they had a right to make Gzeres? So the Gemara says in Imam, is it based on that pasuk? Ushmatem es mishmarti. So the Prima Gadim points out the word Hisham and Pen Vial usually has a connotation of a loises, a lav. Here it says Ushmatem es mishmarti, asei mishmeres, asei siog latoro. So the Pashto says you only have a right to make a siog if you're afraid people will violate an avera. If you're afraid that people will be negligent, they won't fulfill a mitzvah, you shouldn't have the right to make a gzera derabban. So it's problematic why there was such a sheet in the Mishnah that you have to say, they made a gzera derabban, you have to say Kriya Shema by Chatzos, because they're afraid you're going to say it too late. It's an essay, it's not a lois essay at all. That is a problem. Why should we don't, we paskin, there's no din of Chatzos by davening. Only din of Chatzos by Korban Pesach, because we're afraid that if they lead it in the morning, after Alos HaShach, there'll be over an Issa Karis. That's an Issa Lav, an Issa Karis. So that's the Machloikis HaTanoi, where the Rochus HaBosa Balayl HaZeh has the connotation of Chatzos or not so. Yeah, if you hold the Chatzos only with the Rabbanon, usually we say, called the Tikkun Rabbanon came the Raisa Tikkun. The Dinim the Rabbanon are always patterned after Dinim the Raisa. The building blocks of all the Dinim the Rabbanon have to be concepts that exist on the level of the Raisa. Where is there a Din the Raisa that depends on midnight? Is there a Din the Raisa that depends on midnight? Kriya Shema by midnight is machlokes HaTanaim on the level of the Rabbanon. Korban Pesach, Rabbi Lozman Azariah holds, it's deraisa, and Tosis is not sure whether we pass like that. If you hold like Rabbi Akiva, midnight is only Rabbanan. Where is there a din of midnight that's a din deraisa? So the Gemara happens to have a din. There is a din. Chatzos hoisa ikol. If you brought Korbanos in the daytime, so you have to be maktir the chalovim on the mizbech. So let's say chalovim are on the mizbech and they're charred on the outside and there's still ruah in the inside. So you leave it on the mizbech till it burns, till it turns to ashes. When it turns to ashes, then the mitzvah of haktorah is completed. But what happens if it fell on the floor? So there's a mitzvah of ahadure poikin, whatever was pakam, mi'ala mizbech, whatever fell on the floor, it's a mitzvah all night long to pick it back up and put it on the mizbech. What if it's charred on the outside and it fell off on the mizbech after chatzos? So the Gemara learns out from a pasuk, there is a din of chatzos deraisa. Chatzos oisa ikul. If the piece of flesh of the chelev is charred on the whole surface, on the outside, even though the inside is all raw, that's considered mu'ukal. If it comes chatzos, midnight, then it's considered mu'ukal. It's considered as if the whole thing has turned to ash, and then no mitzvah to put it back on the mizbech. But if it fell off before chatzos, even though it's charred on the outside, but it's still raw on the inside, you have to put it back up. Or if it fell off on the floor after chatzos, but it's not fully charred on the whole surface on the outside, then you don't say chatzos ha'sikol. So there is a din chatzos on the level of the rice. So the dinim, all the dinim the rabbanon that they introduce, k'dei l'harchiv sadeh menaveh, whenever they introduce it, that it depends on chatzos. But the rabbanon, that's kein deraisa. There is a concept of chatzos. The halacha recognizes sometimes there are dinim. There are dinim that depend on on chatzos alone. They quote from Rav Avala Soloveitchik that he commented. You see from the Gemara that there are two aspects to the mitzvah of matzah. One is matzah is hechsher with the pischa. You eat the matzah in the mar in conjunction with the korban pesach. One who brings pesach sheni also eats matzah mar together. That's only hechsher with the pischa. There is no mitzvah of matzah. Let's say a person is not bringing pesach sheni, so there's no din of eating matzah mar on pesach sheni. Chassidim, many chassidim in Europe developed a meaning that they eat matzah on pesach sheni. So the Chazon Ish used to laugh. He said pesach sheni is only for people who are tamei. So they felt insulted. He's calling them tamei. So he said, are those who are very far away from God, derech rechoka. Those are very far away. So he felt more insulted. There's no such thing. There's no mitzvah to eat matzah on pesach sheni. But today there is no pesach sheni. Pesach sheni is not a calendaric day. It's not yud dalet year. Pesach sheni is a month after hakrovas pesach rishon v'tahara. So if there was no Pesach Rishon, nobody bought a carbon Pesach Rishon, there is no Pesach Sheni. That's what meaning Ashkenazis is, that you do say Tachnon on Yud Dalet here, because there is no, it's not Pesach Sheni. Nobody brought Pesach Rishon. So there is no Pesach Sheni. And Minek Sfardes, you don't say Tachnon on Pesach Sheni. It's Zecher that there used to be such a thing, even though we assume that Tachnon is only a Rishus, it's not a Chayvon. So whenever there is a slight cause to delete tachnun, so people rejoice to leave it out. So the Rambam's opinion is that tachnun is a chayva. So you have to have a real legitimate reason to leave out tachnun. But the meaning is not like the Rambam. The meaning is like the Torah quotes in the name of the Goyim, and tachnun is only rishus to begin with. So that's why the Hasidim leave it out on a Rebbe's Ayort site or on Minik Svardas, you leave it out on Pesach Sheni. Even though there isn't really a valid cause. You have another din here called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. There's a din, if a person, let's say, I'm drinking some water, I said a bracha because I'm thirsty. If you only say a bracha to clear your voice, so you don't. If you're only drinking to clear your voice, you don't say a bracha. I happen to be thirsty also, so I said a bracha. So if I walk out of the room and I come back and I want to drink some more, I have to say another bracha. If I walk out of the room, I continue to drink there. Shina makom tzarech levarach. Lamar said, if you started eating here, unless you had a mind to continue eating in another room in the same building, or if you're traveling on the highway, if you're walking on the highway, so melechatchila you had a mind that you're going to be walking. Otherwise, there is a din. Shina makom tzarech levarach. If you started eating here and you change your mind, you eat somewhere else, that's considered a new achila. And you have to say another bracha. So where did they get this idea from? That shein makom tzarech levarach. So the pashtus is, it's from the din by Korban Pesach. It says, L'osetzi min ha-basar chutza. So the Gemara has a machlokes, but the Pesach has nechal b'shnei b'kai misanat. Is it okay? You have a group of, the Gemara says, they always have at least 10 people. Shutfim and one Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach has to be Tech Shnasa, has to be, the animals are usually burned in springtime. So you can't bring an animal before it's 8 days old. So it can't be so tiny, but it's pretty small. They're born in the Chodesh Nissan. Usually that's the season, and they're usually not so big. The size of a puppy or the size of a pretty small. And if it's already 1 year old, then it's pasal lahakrab. Pesach Shavu Shnasa is pasal, so it has to be within the first year. The Gemara says every Korban Pesach usually had at least 10 shutfim, but not so many more. They didn't have 20. They had at least 10. Everybody had a kind of kazayas. That was the whole story. So the so one opinion in the Tanaim, there's a machlokes haTanaim. One opinion in the Tanaim is that if you have, let's say, 10 people are shutfim in a Korban Pesach, and 5 of them want to eat, and you have to eat Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim. So 5 of them want to eat, they divide the Korban Pesach in half. So 5 want to eat in one building, 5 want to eat in another building. So sometimes we have the opinion, ena Pesach nechal b'shnei mekamim. You're not allowed to do that, because it says, b'bay sechad yeyochem. You have to eat it b'bay sechad. We don't pass on like that. We pass on a Pesach nechal b'shnei mekamim. There's no problem with the Korban Pesach. Ein ha'echal ha'echal b'shnei mekamim. If you ate a kazayis Korban Pesach in one house, then you can eat another bit of Korban Pesach in another place. And Pesach itself can be eaten b'shnei mekamim. But any one person ain't ha'ochel, ochel b'shnei mekamim. One person cannot eat in two different places. So perhaps that's the nature of the din. You can only have one achila of the Korban Pesach. So if you're eating in the same place, even if you have many kazaisim, that's called one long achila. Even though the fifth kazais is not turka de achilas pras of the first kazais, but it's b'mokam echad, so that's called b'bay sechad yeyochel. The oichel can eat b'bay sechad. Bais means a room, one room in the house. But you can't eat b'shnei mekamim because that's already called shtei achila. So it could be that the din de rabbanon, that you have to recite a new brocha if you started drinking here. Then you want to continue drinking somewhere else. You need a new brocha because that's called the new achila. Could be that's kein deraisa tikkun pattern after this din deraisa day. Ein ha'echal oichel b'shnei mekamim. Is it really so that you have to eat the Korban Pesach balayla, v'achlas habasa balayla hazeh? Balayla hazeh, you have to wait till tzeis ha'kochavim. So normally, a lot of times we say Kiddush on Erev Shabbos before the Shkia. Or before tzeis ha'kochavim, you come home early from Shul, you say Kiddush before tzeis ha'kochavim. So can you do the same thing on Pesach night? So in Shulchan Aruch, they have adopted the position of the Balei HaTesis, the first Tesis in Perek Avi Pesachim, that you can't be yotze matzah in Korban Pesach during this month of Tosefis. You have to eat dafka balayla. Because it says, v'ochlos habosa balayla hazeh, and it says, b'erev toch lematzah. So Tosefis understand, balayla and b'erev means at nighttime. Even though you're mekabel Tosefis Shabbos, Tosefis Yontif, you can't be yotze Korban Pesach during this month of Tosefis, because it says, v'ochlos habosa balayla not bayom. The Tosefis HaRosh in Brochas and Daf Chazayin disagrees. They don't even quote it in Shulchan Aruch. Tosefis HaRosh disagrees. He says, you can't eat the Korban Pesach in the morning of Pesach, but if you're Mekabel Yom Tov early, even if the sun didn't set yet, he said, you can be Yotze Korban Pesach during that Zman. You can be Yotze the Mitzvahs, you can't be Yotze the Mitzvah if it's too late, but no such thing as too early. Too early would be if you weren't yet Mekabel Yom Tov. Then you can't eat the Korban Pesach, can't eat the Matzah. But once you're Mekabel Yom Tov, then the Tosefis HaRosh is of the opinion that you can't fulfill the Mitzvah. So we start to say that when you learn the Gemara, you see that there are two parts to the mitzvah of matzah. There's a mitzvah of matzah, hechsher in the pischa, you have to eat matzah mara in conjunction with the Korban Pesach, that it should be considered a mitzvah b'shlei Musa. And then there's another din of achilas matzah as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, even b'zman hazeh, that there is no Korban Pesach. A person is tamei b'derech rechoyko, b'zman ha'migdush, and he's not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. So the Gemara learns that from the pasuk, he still has to eat matzah. That's B'taris Mitzvah B'fnei Atzma. So they say from Avraham Lasalavetchik That's why it says in the pasuk, "B'chol mash v'sechem tochel matzen." Chol mash v'sechem means all over the world, even chutz l'Yerushalayim. The matzah that's in conjunction with the Korban Pesach, you have to eat in Yerushalayim. You have to eat the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim. So you have to eat the matzah in Yerushalayim. But the matzah that exists, we eat matzah in America, and it's a mitzvah min haTorah. That's the mitzvah of matzah as an independent mitzvah. Mitzvah b'fnei atzma. What about morer? Morer is also two aspects of the mitzvah morer. One is it's achsher with the pischa. It enhances the mitzvah of achilas haPesach. And one is that it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Or maybe morer this only has the aspect of achsher with the pischa. So that's the Rambam's opinion. The Rambam has such a chiddush in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Mishnah Torah. He says he's not going to count Morer as a separate mitzvah. Morer doesn't exist as a separate mitzvah. The Gemara says Morer b'zman hazeh is only the Rabbanim. Matzah b'zman hazeh is a machlokes. One opinion in Matzah b'zman hazeh is only the Rabbanim, because Matzah only exists as a hechsher of the Pischa. So if there's no Korban Pesach, there's no Matzah. And we don't pass like that. We pass when there are two aspects to Matzah. B'chol mash v'sech and tochel matzahs. All over the world you have to eat matzah. It exists as an independent mitzvah. But the Ram holds that Mara never existed as a separate mitzvah. It's only Bitaris Echsher de Pischa. So not only is Mara Bizman is that the Rabbanim, Mara Bizman Amigdash, but also be the Rabbanim for one who's Tommy with Erech Chok is unable to participate in Korban Pesach. Shitas HaTosis is not so. Tosis' opinion is Beferish, that Mara is a din, exists as a mitzvah Bifnei Atzma, even if you're not able to eat the Korban Pesach, but only Bizmancha Makrivim Korban Pesach. Bizman she'eim akrivim korban pesach. If there's no beis hamikdash, bizman she'eim akrivim korban pesach, then Tosafot holds then the mitzvah of morer is only the rabban. But bizman hamikdash, it was their aisa, even if it's not b'toras hechsher the pischa, even if you're not able to eat it with the korban pesach. So that's a famous machlokes. Tosafot and the Rambam. The Gemara has a whole discussion in Psochem Daf Tzadik and in Sanhedrin in the first parak, where the women are chayiv to participate in korban pesach. It's a mitzvah saseh shehaz magrama. So usually we should have, the discussion, it's a long discussion, the discussion should have begun with the assumption that women should be exempt for Korban Pesach, and the burden of proof should be on the Tana, who is of the opinion that women are obligated to eat the Korban Pesach. So you read the Gemara, the whole gist of the Gemara is not so. The Svara HaChitzayna, the sugya begins with the assumption women achayiv in Korban Pesach, and the Gemara presents it as if the burden of proof is on the Tana, wants to hear that women are exempt from bringing Korban Pesach. Why? It should be the reverse. You should start off the discussion with the assumption that women are pata from Korban Pesach, because it's a zman grama. If you want to say it's different, so you have to go to Pasuk to them and say, why do they start off with the assumption that women are mechuyev in Korban Pesach? So the Svasemis points this out, and he suggests, based on the Tosafos and Megillah, he says Korban Pesach carries with it a punishment of Kores. If you don't participate in Korban Pesach, you chayv Kores. And Tosafos seems to imply pretty strongly that whenever there's a punishment of Kores, usually Kores comes for one who did an aver, one who does Moloch on Shabbos, one who eats Chametz b'Pesach, one who eats Chela b'Dam, one who eats on Yom Kippur, is chayv Kores. If you do an aver, you have Pesach and Milah, there are the two mitzvahs with this mitzvah, I say, with this Kores. So Tosafos seems to assume it must be that there's an Iser essay involved here. It cannot be that you get a punishment for being Mevatel a mitzvah. It must be that there's not only a mitzvah, I say, there's an Iser essay. So whenever there's an Iser essay, then women are chayv, even if it's a Zman Grama, just like we had in Bava Kamma, that Tezvah v'Menalah. With respect to all the lavim, the women are mechuyev to observe all the yisurim, even if there's magrama. So even if it's an isur asay, not only a chol onshin shabatara loisa asay, even an isur asay also. So that's why the Gemara seems to be assuming that Korban Pesach carries with it kareis. So mikra, then women should be mechuyev. And the Tana who wants to say women are exempt, the burden of proof is on him to demonstrate, based on a pasuk, that they should be potter. There's a famous comment that they quote in the name of Abzalma Lev Alojener. That was the younger brother of Rab Chaim Alojener. Every so often, the Pischei Tshuva and Shulchan Aruch will quote from the Sefer Tol D'Sarim. Tol D'Sarim is a little soft cover of Sefer. that has a biography of Rabbi Zalman of Alosha and different comments that he made on Halacha, on Rambams, on Gemaras, here and there. So sometimes they quote him in the Pesachei Tshuva. So he made a comment on the Pasuk. Others attribute it to the Vilna Gaon. He learned by the Vilna Gaon. They said, well, whenever the Vilna Gaon didn't remember a Gemara, yes, Rabbi Zalman of Alosha. What does it say in the Gemara? He would recite the Gemara by heart. So he made the comment that says, there's an Isser, Shvira Setzim, in the Korban Pesach. It does not apply to any other Korban. Etzim lo sishbru vo appears in the plural. But when it says you're not allowed to take it, chutz labayis, for lo sotzim and abosam and abayis chutzah. Lo sotzi is in the singular. And etzim lo sishbru vo is in the plural. Why? So he quoted a passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi, Ein moitzi acha moitzi. Once you took part of the Korban Pesach out of the house, once you start eating, took it out of the house, it becomes pasul. Even if you bring it back in, let's say you have a korban, you took a chutz liyushalayim, so it becomes nifsal biyotze, kachim kam. Then even if you bring it back in, you can't eat it. It's already nifsal biyotze. So the same over here, ein yotze acha yotze. Once you took the korban pesach chutz labayis, even if you bring it back in, it's pasul already. So then if someone's going to take it out a second time, he won't be oivan the lab. So that's written in the singular. Lo sotzim min abasa min apesach min abasa chutzah in the singular, because once it was violated, the one who's going to take it out a second time will not be in violation, because it's already a pasul of korban pesach. But if you break a bone of the korban pesach he did in aver, etzim lo sishbru bo, but the korban pesach doesn't become pasul, the korban pesach is still kosher. So if someone else will make another break on the same bone, he'll also be in violation. Though eish shever acha shever. A shever acha shever will be loike, but a moitzi acha moitzi will not be loike. That's the Yerushalmi. So Zalman of Alojana, this is quoted in the Sefer, told the Sada. All the Vertlach that they quote from him. So it may be true that many other people thought of it also, but it's more famous from Zalman of Alojana. Why is la sotzim and abasa chutz in the singular, etzim la shirushu rabos in the plural, is to indicate that din from the Yerushalmi. And the din is mistapa, we know why the din is so. So there's a famous Gemara in Zvochem on Daf Tzadik Zayin. The Gemara has a question. Let's say we're all shutfim in a Korban Pesach, and I say the Haggadah slower, and by the time I get to eat, I want to eat my Korban Pesach, they ate everything up already. There's nothing left for me to eat. But there's marrow inside the bones. So the Gemara says the moyach inside the etzim is also dina kibasa. It's also dina kibasa. It's edible. But you're not allowed to break the bone in order to get it out. But what if that's the only way for you to fulfill the mitzvah? Usually you have a klal, whenever there's a conflict, whenever there's a contradiction between a mitzvah and an avera. So we say mitzvah sese is doicha mitzvah sloi sese. The only way, if it's i'ati yochel l'kayim shneim, the only way to fulfill the mitzvah sase is by violating a loi sese, so you're permitted to violate the loi sese in order to fulfill a mitzvah sase. So would you say it would be permissible to break the bone in order to get a kazayis of moyach if there's no other way for you to fulfill the mitzvah? So the Gemara says, no, you're not allowed to. Why not? So the Gemara says, that's the rule, even though usually esed dechel sase, but the rule is ein esed dechel sase sheba migdush. Here it's not in the base of migdush, it's in Yerushalayim, but it's in conjunction with karbonos. Ein esei dechel asesei sheba migdosh. So Rabbi Akiva Eger on Erevin Daf Kuf Amud Aleph in the Gilyon Hashas quotes the Tosfos that we're missing when Gutenberg printed the Shas. So he wasn't going to print all the Tosfos in, so he got some rabbi to abridge the Tosfos. So we're missing, every so often, missing a major section, a big chunk of the Tosfos. So the mazel is that we have all the other manuscripts, so they're printing all the missing Tosfos. They print all the Tosfos Shans and the Tosfos Toch and the Tosfos Arosh a lot. So we have this, Rabbi Kivig quotes, I think the Maharik or the Chumash Hadesh, one of the early Achronim, quotes a manuscript of the Tosfos where there's a Machloikas HaRishayin, and what does that mean? Ein Eser Dechel HaSeseh Sheba Migdash, let's say when you wear tzitzis and you have shatnas, so that's a Machloikas, whether that's Eser Dechel HaSeseh or it's Hutra. So if you say it's doiche, are you allowed to wear tzitzis with shatnas in the Beis HaMikdash? You say, ein eser dechel asesei sheba migdash? Or do you say no? He can be derech aloisese. That's miyuchad for the Beis Hamikdash. In Karbanas, wearing shatnas applies all over the world. It's not only Beis Hamikdash. So that's ese derech aloisese. Even in the Beis Hamikdash, maybe ese derech aloisese sheba migdash means if it's a din that's unique to Karbanas, if the Iser is unique to Karbanas. So that's two opinions in the Tosfos Ksav Yad that Rabbi Kevega quotes. So that's really two understandings of that din. Why is there such a rule? Eser Dechel Eser, it doesn't apply in Beis Hamikdash. So Rabbi Yosef Engel gave a suggestion based on the Ramban on Parshas Zochas Yom Shabbos L'Katshoy in Parshas Yisro on Eseres Adibas. Ramban says that the reason why Eser Dechel Eser is because the obligation to observe all the mitzvahs Aseh flows from the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. The way to demonstrate that you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to observe all the mitzvahs. And the observance of the Loisesei is in order to demonstrate that you fear Hashem, that there's Yiras Hashem. So which of the two mitzvahs is more important, Avos Hashem or Yiras Hashem? The Ramban thinks that the fact that we say Eser Dechel Loisesei, that's an indication that Avos Hashem is more important than Yiras Hashem. That's why Eser is Dechel Loisesei. Rabbi Yosef Engel says if that's the reason why, then perhaps that's shouldn't apply in Beis HaMikdash, because in the Beis HaMikdash there's a din of Mikdashi Tiro. You should emphasize Yiras Hashem, as opposed outside of the Beis HaMikdash you emphasize Avos Hashem is more important than Yiras Hashem. But when you're mamish in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash, there you should emphasize the Yiras Hashem. So if the reason why Yeser Dechel Eses is like the Ramban wrote, because Avos Hashem takes precedence over Yiras Hashem, then when one is in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Beis HaMikdash, it shouldn't. Esse shouldn't be Dechel Eisese. So even if the Eisese is Shatnes, also shouldn't be Dechel. Because Avos Hashem does not take precedence, Yiras Hashem takes precedence. But the other Rishonim hold that's not the reason why Ein Esse Dechel Eisese Sheba Migdosh. In the Dorim, there's a Mishnah at the end of the second parak in the Dorim. The Mishnah says that if a person takes a Shavua, Levatel Es HaMitzvah, the Shavua is not Chalet. If that person takes a Shavua, I will not eat matzah on Pesach night. Take such a shvua. I will not put on tefillin tomorrow. You mechuyev to put on tefillin. You have no right to take such a shvua. So the shvua is a shvua shav. Shvua is not binding, and it's not chal. But if you take a neder, I aser matzah b'achila, so a neder is chal levatel es hamitzvah. So the Rishonim ask, all right, neder is chal levatel es hamitzvah, so, but why do you say not allowed to eat the matzah? Why don't you say, yes, a dechal oisesei? Fine, the neder is binding, but there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. So let the mitzvah to eat matzah override the avera against eating the matzah. Eser Dechel Eisese. So different suggestions are given. So the Buki Yosef on the Dorm, the end of the second parak, suggests the answer is because the Dorm is an Isser Chepze, the Gemara says. Since it's an Isser Chepze, so you can't say Eser Dechel Eisese. You can only say Eser Dechel Eisese if the Loisese is only an Isser Gaber. But if the thing mamish has poison in it, the thing has elements of Nisa Chepze, it's poison to Yenashama, so you can't say Eser Dechel Eisese. So the way the Nebuki Yesu says that Eser Dechel Eisese doesn't apply whenever you have an Nisa Chepze, so one can understand that why is Neder an Nisa Chepze as opposed to everything else in the world is only Isa Gavra? Because Iker and Neder is based on Hegdish, and Hegdish is in Chepze, Kedush is in the Chepze. So then you can understand, and Eser Dechel Eisese Sheba Migdish means if you're dealing with Hegdish, Etzmel HaSishbar above, Korban Pesach, that's an Isa Chepze. Things have to do with Beis HaMikdash. But not to wear Shatnas and Tzitzis in Beis HaMikdash. Shatnas is a universal mitzvah. It's not a Beis HaMikdash Dike mitzvah. So if Eser Dechel Eisese, Chutz LaMikdash is Dechel Eisese in the Beis HaMikdash also. So that's really 2 days in the Rishonim. Whether the din is because in the Beis HaMikdash you don't say Eser Dechel Eisese, well, not because in the Beis HaMikdash, when you're dealing with kachmdiger things, which have a Nisa Chepza on them, so then you can't apply Eser Dechel Eisese. Then you have the Parsha ends with Kadesh Vayokir Yacha, the two of the four Parshas that appear in the Tefillin. You have Kadesh Vayokir Yacha, Shema V'Hoyoyim Shemoya. These are the four Parshas that have the dinim, that have the din of Tefillin written. They have the unique mitzvah of Pinyon Petach Amor. It's very rare. Pinyon Petach Amor is a rare mitzvah. Tivta B'seh. You can be poyda the Petach Amor B'seh. even if this says worth $10 and Petach Hamor is worth $100. Or if you want to be paid the bishavyo, the correct value, Gemara says then you can be paid the bishlokas. You don't have to use a set. You can use cooked vegetables also. You can use anything. Anything that's edible, as long as it's shavah b'shavah. But if you pay the besed, then it's good, even if it's not at all the shavis. If you don't want to be paid, then you have to do arifa. So the Mishnah says in Pchairis, mitzvus pidiyah, v'edemus le'mitzvus arifa. More correct is to do the pidyon petach hamor. And then a second best, the din is that you do arifa. You have the pasuk in the middle here, v'shamata zachuka hazos l'madam yamim yamima. That's the concluding pasuk in Kadesh. You have Kadesh v'yokir yacha at the last two parshias in the Sedra Bo. So the last pasuk in Kadesh, v'shamata zachuka hazos, is unclear. The preceding pasuk, that's pasuk yud. The pasuk immediately preceding, pasuk tes, talks about the tefillin. Oyel l'chol yos l'ayot chol zikarim b'rinecha. So some Tanaim are up there, v'shamata, so chukas those goes on chukas hatfilin. And then it says, miyamim yamima, so you learn out only miyamim velo leilos. So they hold that it's an isa deraisa if you put on tefillin balayla. And miyamim yamima, miyamim velo kol yamim, not every day do you put on tefillin. You don't put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the other Tanaim disagree that v'shamata, so chukas those goes back to the psukim in the beginning of Kadesh, that you should bring the Korban Pesach once a year, every year. And miyamim yamima doesn't mean daily, it means annually. Miyamim yamima, bring the Korban Pesach once a year, every year. So that's a machlokes, whether laila, lazma, tefillin is a din deraisa, din derabon. So if you have a shamarta, a chukah, hazos goes on chukah, sa tefillin, then yamim yamima means daily, and only by yom, not by laila, then it's a din deraisa. Not allowed to put on tefillin b'alayla. But most of the Rishonim don't pass like that. Most of the Rishonim hold the Rambam passing like that. Shemata is chukka goes on chukka satfilin. And miyamim yamim means daily. And a maniach tefillin b'alayla is over on an isa deraisa. And most of the Rishonim hold not so. You're not allowed to put on tefillin b'alayla only with the Rabbanim because normal people go to sleep at night. And you shouldn't go to sleep with the tefillin on. Gzer Hashemah yafich behem. You may pass gas and that's not bekavadik to the tefillin. Shema Yishem Bahem Shema Yafir Bahem. Maybe he'll fall asleep and it'll be a bizoyin to the tefillin. Because we hold most of the Rishonim passing like the Tana, that Vishamata Zachukazos goes on Chukas HaPesach. And Miyam Yamim means annually, it doesn't mean daily. So Moshe Weinstein had an Asik, he lived under the communists, then he ran away to America. So when he lived under the communists, they made the Jews, they made everybody work all day. And if it's a short day, it's not shach to put on tefillin. You woke up, it's still the middle of the night. It's before Los HaShach, you have to go do work. And they worked all day long until after the shkias. And they didn't let them put on tefillin all day long. So that was a problem. What do you do? So Moshe said, he was Mekel. Moshe was known as a Mekel. So he was Mekel. So he said, if you hold that tefillin b'alayla is only a din de rabbanan, and Shem Yishem b'hem, Shem Yafich b'hem, you may fall asleep and pass gas, that's only before you went to sleep. But here, they already woke up. They went to sleep. They went to sleep, they woke up, they got dressed, they had to go to work at 3 o'clock in the morning. And it's before Alos HaShachar, but they're not going to, there's no gzeir Shem Yishem b'hem, because they woke up for the day, that's it. They're not going to sleep anymore. So even though according to the Rambam, it's a nisa deraisa to put on tefillin b'alayla. He said, we don't pass on like the Rambam. Rov HaRishonim don't agree with the Rambam. So he paskan, you should put on the tefillin with a bracha. Normal, in the normal condition, if you put on tefillin before, not only before Alos HaShachar, if you put on tefillin before Mishiachar Eschadero, Mishiachar Eschadero, according to Rav Moshe in New York, is between 35 to 40 minutes before sunrise. So if you put on tefillin before Mishiachar, then you shouldn't say a bracha until it comes Mishiach es chaver. But if that's if you're going to have an option, you'll still have the tefillin on later. So say the bracha after tefillin. Say the bracha before you take off the tefillin. But over here they had to put on the tefillin, take it off, and go to work. The whole thing was before Los HaShachar. So Moshe said, Mi'ikra din, you got no choice. You should say a bracha on the tefillin. So that's what Rashi says, the opening Rashi and Chumash, that Parshas Bo, the Torah should really begin from chapter Yud Beis in Parshas Bo. Achodesh Elohim, here's where the halachas begin. So why was everything else written until then? So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, Kach Ma'aseh Higel Liyamo Lo'aseh Lehem Nachlus Goyim. God wanted to write into the Torah the story about creation of the world, so the Jews should know, and the non-Jews should know, everyone should know that God created the world, and God gave Eretzol to the Jewish people, and we are not listim atem. The Goyim claim that the Jews have no right to Eretz Yisrael. That's the opening Rashi. The Goyim claim the Jews have no right to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Soloveitchik used to say, I think I read that yesterday in the New York Times. They'd always record that in the United Nations, someone said the Jews have no right to Eretz Yisrael. Every week, they would say, like I said, that's the first Rashi. Listim atem. Jews have no right to take Eretz Yisrael. So God says, I'm the one who created the world. I have the right to give whatever part of the world to whomever I want. I decided to give Eretz Yisrael to the Jewish people. So that's why the story of creation was told. And then you have the story of the others to learn all about the others. It's relevant to us. But the Torah, the halachas of the Torah begin from Parshas Bo. The mitzvahs that were given to Klal Yisrael as a nation begin in Parshas Bo. Okay, tomorrow is Gimel Shvat. Gimel Shvat is the yahrzeit of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, who died in 1941, I think. And Rav Soloveitchik every year would give a shiur on his father's yahrzeit, a major shiur that was 4 hours long. He would give a shiur, 2 hours aloch and 2 hours drush. So I'd like to say over the first yahrzeit drasha that Rav Soloveitchik gave, it has to do with Achodesh Azalachem, with Kviyas Haluach. It's printed in the collection of the two vines of the outside rushes. I'll say it over tomorrow. If people show up. Okay.